This is a podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com. Now, Cheerleader Chit Chat with Lori Baranski.
Hello and welcome to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. I'm Lori Baranski, and today we have a brand new guest in the house. Hello, Angela. How are you?
Hello. Good. How are you?
I'm good. Yes, it is a celebration because this is Angela the Voice. Did I say that correct?
Yeah.
Your first time here. We're so excited to meet you. Tell us a little bit about yourself. This is your first year. Are you having the time of your life?
I am. This is a great year to start with the Patriots.
You're telling me.
The team's doing unbelievable, giving us a lot to cheer for.
Yeah. What's it like being on the sidelines?
It's great. The crowd just going crazy.
What's your favorite part? I mean, because people at home, they don't understand that there's so many parts to game day because you get here 5 hours before kickoff. Mm-hmm. There's so many rituals you go through. Got to get ready. Got to put this on. Yeah. What is your favorite part at the end of the day?
At the end of the day or just throughout
it? Yep, the entire thing from the moment you get here to the moment you go home. What is your favorite part?
Probably right before stepping on the field.
That those butterflies in your stomach a little bit?
Yeah, that anticipation. Of you just finished practicing and got all ready and...
Good times. Oh, yeah. What's your favorite dance? What's the favorite song you danced to this year?
I really like Belly Dancer.
Belly Dancer's a good one. It's a classic.
Yeah. And then probably the Beyonce one, Get Me Bodied.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. The fans like that one a lot.
Just rock out.
So did you dance before? Did you cheer before?
Yeah, I danced pretty much since I was 2. And then I cheered in high school.
So you were born to be here.
I like to think so.
Now, did you try out before?
Yes, I tried out the year before this year.
So this is your second time trying out. Yeah. Second time with the charm for you. Congrats.
Yeah, thanks.
We have a playoff game coming up on Saturday. A very important
Jaguars
playoff game. And how are you ready? How are you preparing for this? Because the Patriots are practicing nonstop.
Yeah.
Now, are you guys practicing? What's going on over there?
Yeah, we're going through all the stuff for game day, player tunnel, all the dances. We already know what dances we're going to be doing.
Any special ones? Any, like, good luck routines that you guys do every game and you're like, well, they keep winning, so we have to do this dance?
No, we don't want to keep doing the same ones. We want to switch it up just to keep fans guessing and don't want them to get tired of
them. Fans love you guys. They do. They do. And they loved your Santa suits.
Oh, I love the Santa suits. They're so cute.
That was the last game you guys cheered at, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was the last home game. Like so long ago.
It was because of the bye week and the Giants game was away. So.
And all this weather in between. It was snowing and sleeting and raining. And today, it's gorgeous over here on the East Coast.
Felt like
it's in the 60s.
Negatives a few days ago.
It's crazy. So we're in the new year, 2008. Did you do anything good for New Year's Eve?
I actually worked. I worked at
You worked?
Yeah, I served shots.
Cheers. So, did you have fun working, though?
Yeah, it was fun. I actually don't usually work there. A friend of mine worked at a restaurant, and they just needed help because people wanted the night off. So,
who doesn't?
I know.
I was a waitress. I had to do a New Year's Eve once. I called out. They almost fired me, but that's okay.
No way.
Yeah, well, it was my own fault. Like, you don't call out just because it's New Year's Eve. Everybody wants New Year's Eve off. That was my own bad. But anyways, so what else is going on in Angela's life? Anything good? Do we have a boyfriend? What does that mean? That means yes, a little bit. We're dating somebody.
Yes.
You wouldn't call him your boyfriend, but we're dating somebody.
It's almost the point that we call him that.
Okay. What if he's listening right now? What are you going to do?
Say hello.
Did you see him at any point on New Year's? New Year's Day, New Year's Eve?
I saw him New Year's Day.
He's a boyfriend. It's official. I just officiated it. If it's officiating is a word, whatever.
That's fine.
That's good to know. Very good to know. Did you make any New Year's resolution?
Probably just to be a little more organized.
Are you unorganized?
Well, I don't know. I'm very organized. I don't know.
Since making the team?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Definitely what you have to be with this.
I was going to say, how are you not organized?
I'm just messy.
You're a messy person?
Well, right now I'm in the transition. I'm home from school, so I have all my stuff that, I don't know.
What school do you go to?
I go to UMass Amherst.
Do you love it?
I do. I love it.
Do you live on campus?
No, I have an apartment.
Oh, fun.
So I really love it up there, besides the drive to practice, which is 2 hours.
Right.
I love being up there.
Commute is always a good time.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm just
Messy. So you're going to be, okay, but this in 2008, you're going to be more organized.
I'm a neat person.
Good. Tracy will be so proud to hear that. We're very happy that you're going to be more organized. How are you going to do that? You're going to get storage bins? You're going to get color-coded? What are you going
to
do?
I just have to get rid of a lot of stuff.
So you're cleaning.
Yeah, I think I have to go through everything and I don't know. Anything.
That's me. My closet is a disaster, but
I'm
importantly
just
enough,
to get rid of things.
I hear you, but my closet, okay, it's a mess. But my clothes are color organized. They're all hung up and they're by color. But if you look at the shelf above it, you don't know what's there. It's ridiculous.
Same with me. Color coded, all my like sweatshirts and stuff. But underneath, that's where all the
good stuff is.
Yeah.
What's your boyfriend's name? It's okay. We'll leave that one alone. We'll leave it alone. Did you get any good gifts for Christmas?
I did. I got the iPhone.
Ooh, do you love it?
I love it. I'm still trying to figure out how to set up my email, but...
What, no Phil Collins CD?
What?
You didn't get... In case nobody knows, Phil Collins is Angela's favorite person in the whole wide world.
He's up there.
You know, it's almost as strange as much as I like Michael Bolton. I do. And people think it's so strange. But, you know, I can feel your pain with Phil Collins because I like Michael Bolton. It's like my hidden crush.
It brings me back to, like, my old school, my old house. And
the good old days.
Yeah.
Because you're so old.
I'm so old.
How old are you?
21.
Oh, please, honey. Please. Anyways, back to this whole playoff thing. We're playing the Jacksonville Jaguars on Saturday night. Hopefully it'll be as nice as it is today because it's like 70 degrees out.
It's a night game.
I know.
I just don't want it to be cold.
Yeah, it's probably going to be colder than today.
Most likely.
But hopefully it'll be a good game. And then after that, who knows what can happen after that. We're going to keep our fingers crossed, right?
Yeah, knock on wood.
It's a heck of a first year.
I know. It's so exciting.
My first year, we actually went to this Rule 39. So I'll knock on wood for you.
Thank you.
So that you can experience the same things. Well, anyway, thank you so much, Angela, for coming here today, gracing us with your presence for the first time as a rookie, and we hope you'll come back again and again, because we definitely want you here. We want to know more and pick your brain a little more, so thank you so much. Thank you guys for listening. Until next time, we'll see you on the sidelines.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.